Now, on the Menominee Reservation, community organizers are hoping that tiny homes can have a big impact. The group Menikonikum, or Menominee Rebuilders, aims to help community members who are struggling by providing safe and stable housing while they get the help they need. Aniquette is the executive director of Menominee Rebuilders. He's a traditional Menominee who lives on the Menominee Reservation. Aniquette, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, most welcome.
And Kristen Welch of the Menominee Nation is with us. She's lead organizer for the Menominee Rebuilders Women's Leadership Cohort for Murdered and Missing Indigenous Women. Kristen, welcome to Central Time.
Poso, thank you for having me.
Aniquette, can you start off by telling us a little bit about this Tiny Homes project?
Yeah, I think, the Tiny Home project began many years ago here on the reservation. We've always kind of had the idea of how our community has been struggling with housing. We have 9,000 enrolled members, about 3,000 live here on the reservation. So we've kicked around ideas for a long time, thinking about how we could approach that. When I started to do some work on doing some community organizing, I did some one-on-ones with a lot of our elders, a lot of our older community members, and they really painted a beautiful picture of home ownership and what our community used to look like when everybody owned their own homes. And it was something that was like, old, but I was something new I heard, and we thought, man, we got to do something. So the Tiny Homes was always a big part of that. And we also wanted to reimagine and dream a little bit about what our communities could look like if we were never contacted by Europeans. So we wanted to put our tiny home village together in that sort of mind frame.
And before we dig into what the village will look like, Kristen, can you tell us a little bit about who these homes are intended to provide a home for?
Sure. We wanted to make sure that who was able to come into those homes was open to as many of our community members as possible. So we didn't put a whole lot of restriction on it, just that you had to be looking towards that place of healing or recovery. And that can be anyone from our domestic violence and sexual assault survivors to those transitioning out of detention. A lot of people need emergency housing, especially with COVID. And we do have a lot of young people that transition from home to home in need of spaces too. So we wanted to make sure that it was able to serve anyone in need of a safe place to stay.
Aniquette, can you paint us a picture of what one of these homes will look like?
Well, I mean, there's a couple different ideas going around. I don't think we've necessarily settled on a design yet. But we wanted something to mirror our traditional homes that we used to live in, hundreds of years ago. There's a couple different styles that we thought. The wigwam, of course, was a style that came right up to the top. But also we wanted to focus a little bit on our medicine lodge, which is a little bit longer of a lodge. It's almost like a longhouse, if that makes any sense to people. We wanted to do something like that, so we obviously recognize right away that people that be living in our homes are going to be, have family, have children, have other people with them, and they're most likely not going to be single residents, although there are some.
And Kristen, that sounds like, from what Aniquette was saying, we've seen tiny houses in cities that look like smaller versions of city houses. This sounds like a project that's trying to make it, I guess, fit in culturally. Is that right?
Yeah, and I would say not even make it fit, but be founded. Like, that's the foundation of what the house looks like, what the community members who stay in the houses have access to. The whole process is really decolonizing the way that we look at housing and how we support our community members.
Aniquette, can you talk a little more about that, how this isn't just a structure, but a connection to the community?
Well, if you got time, I have about a 3-hour story to tell. But this actually is very much that. It comes from, thousands of years ago when that original structure was given to us. So it has a beautiful story. It talks about us as a people, talks about, our culture, our language. It has all those things within it, and it's very deeply connected to who we are and to our identity as Menominees. So we wanted to definitely have that as the foundation in which we started to build.
And Kristen, I've heard of the idea of kind of an intergenerational trauma being something that First Nations and Native communities are dealing with. That is this one maybe small piece of trying to heal that?
Yeah, and I think it recognizes not just the intergenerational trauma, but the intergenerational resilience of our community members, and that being the foundation of how we move and heal and build structure and community again. So it's pulling those strengths back and bringing them to this present time.
We're talking to Kristen Welch and Anaquette, both with the Menominee Nation, talking about a rebuilding program aiming to provide small houses on the reservation and community connections along the way. Anaquette, on a practical level, where are you now and what's going to take to get from where you are to having some of these houses up and ready to roll?
Yeah, so we have one built right now. We do have a resident in that building right now. This first one was kind of just a test run for us to see what kind of materials it would take, how much it would cost, and how quickly we could put something together. But we have gotten a grant to build a couple more. So we're planning right now on thinking how that's going to look during this COVID time and how we can get that done. But the second homes are definitely going to have a little bit more planning and a lot more cultural thought behind it compared to the first one. So we've always are looking, hopefully this COVID, we can find ways to work around it and get our community more involved. But at this point, it's probably going to be a lot smaller of building and constructing.
And Kristen, what kind of response have you gotten from your community?
I think there's a lot of hope around it. I know that we have family members that are engaged in MMIW that are really supporting the idea. We also have a lot of agencies that have helped to kind of construct the idea of what the tiny homes look like and bringing it together. So there's definitely community support there. And we even have some community members that are doing personal fundraising to help build more homes.
Yeah, Anaquette, I saw on the website you are doing some fundraising outreach to get this going. What kind of things are happening?
Yeah, so last year we came up with an idea to do a fun run walk around our property. We have like an 80-acre farm located on the Menominee Indian Reservation. So this year, because of course, the time in which we're in, we couldn't have a big group of people running around. So we did something digitally where people would be able to like clock in their time and post to our Facebook page and track the miles that they put on. And I think, just being as a nonprofit, we're always looking for donations.
And Kristen, you mentioned not enough room for all the people of the Menominee Nation to live there. Is it your hope that this is going to give more people the option to live in the community?
Yeah, of course. We wanted to expand. I know the dream was that, we would have multiple pods of these tiny homes out at Minneconicum, but that even that vision could grow into something like bigger actual housing within our community that's sustainable and developed by the community.
And Anaquette, is there a hope that, the residents then who move into these houses are going to be part of, I guess, the future of the project and pass on to the next round of people who move in?
Yeah, we're hoping that they, get what it is they're looking for and that they're inspired to invest back in our community. And I think, the biggest thing that we're trying to do is to instill some hope, belonging, meaning, and purpose. Hopefully that these residents will be able to grab that and carry that forward into the future.
Well, looking forward maybe a year or so, Kristen, what is your hope for where this project is at by that point?
Well, we definitely hope to see some of the tiny home residents have graduated from the transitional living space and, like Anaquette said, have now come back as mentors in the program, and they're able to help that next generation of tiny home residents through the process, but that they can expand that out into the community work as well.
We'll leave it there. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. Kristen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Aniquet, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, why not?
We've been talking to Kristen Welch and Aniquet from the Conicum Menominee Rebuilders Project, building small homes for people to provide safe and stable housing to community members of the Menominee Nation.